is tight end Chris Baker. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, guys?
I'm doing all right,
thanks. What's
going on, Chris? I get frustrated for you now. I watch you play, and you're out there banging bodies and hitting, and I'm thinking, Tom, throw the man a bone. Throw Chris a football once in a while.
I think the same thing, but, you know, hey, I got a job to do, and that's what I do.
Speaking of the job that you had to do last night, wasn't very pretty for us to watch, and probably wasn't great for you to experience. Where do you think the game got out of hand and turned into one of those classic catch-up exercises for you guys?
Well, really, you know, I forgot at what point it was when we got down by two scores that kind of just got us out of what we really, you know, the way we really wanted to play the game, where we could mix a lot of things that we had game plan. And so once it got to that point, then, you know, it made it kind of difficult to do what we were going to do. And also, you know, they were scoring so quick. You know, we would go out and we'd have a bit of a sustained drive, and then they would come out and score pretty quickly. And so that was just, you know, it was just tough to really get into any kind of rhythm for us offensively or defensively.
Speaking of the game plan, Chris, we were talking about it a few minutes ago with the caller. Was the game plan initially to go out there and establish the run against this team? Because I think of their previous, you know, five opponents, four of them were able to run the ball with relative ease. Was that the initial game plan from the way you saw it?
Well, we really wanted to be balanced. You know, so there's been the games where we had a lot of success this year, we were usually pretty balanced as far as attempts and rushes and passes. And so we really wanted to be balanced, especially against this defense, because we knew, you know, the opportunity to run the ball would be there for us. So, you know, that was more the game plan going in as far as just, okay, let's stay pretty close to being on balance. But once the game got, you know, became a two-score game, then it obviously gets difficult to try and do that because, like I said, they were scoring so quickly on our offense. And, you know, we just couldn't really get into a rhythm where we could do that.
When I know when the New Orleans offense is on the field, you guys are huddling up on the sideline and looking at pictures and making adjustments. I don't know how much of the New Orleans offense you got to watch during the game, but if you were watching, were you as impressed as we were sitting at home?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they have a lot of good skill guys, and obviously the quarterback is, you know, on fire right now. He's I got to watch him all the way back in college. I played against him a few times in college as well, so. I've seen him do it before, but, you know, he's really hitting on all cylinders with that offense. And, you know, they have a very good offense, very explosive offense, and they have a lot of different weapons. It's not, you know, okay, but this is their one go-to guy. That, you know, he really gets it around to everybody, and, you know, all those guys make plays.
You know, you talk about Drew Brees in college, and most people who have been around him, who have played with him, said that he's an incredible leader. And probably surprises some people by the things he's able to do because you look at him and you say he's not really an imposing guy, pretty short for a quarterback. When you played against him in college, did you see the ability to do some of the things that he's doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I remember he used to throw the ball 50 times a game. And, you know, just, you know, I don't know if he threw it that much, you know, last night, but it seemed like it. But anyway, he's just – The way he goes out there and slings it around, I mean, he's always right on point with his passes, and you know, he has the ability to, you know, basically run the game just like, you know, Tom does, and just like Peyton Manning does. I mean, I know he gets credit, but I don't think he gets enough credit for the things he does, the way he leads that team, and the way he's able to, you know, just direct the offense and put points on the board.
How disruptive was the noise factor last night?
To be honest with you, it really wasn't. I mean, The system that it was loud, obviously, but the system that we have, you know, we practice all week with noise, and then, you know, we have a silent count system. So with that silent count system, it makes things extremely easy for us. I played in a system previously where the quarterback's screaming and you can't hear him at all, and that's when it gets disruptive. But with our silent count system, it makes it very easy for us. We're used to it.
I was going to ask you a question about the relay of signals from the sidelines through Tom, through the huddle, up to the line of scrimmage. Is it my imagination, or do you guys get to the line of scrimmage a little later, and are you basically taking every play clock down to 2 and 1 second, because that's what it feels like watching it?
Yeah, well, he has a lot of things to get organized, you know, and then we also do a lot of things with personnel coming in and out of the game. So there's a lot of factors that come into it. But, you know, we actually have the same things when we're at home. A lot of times we take the play clock down because, you know, he gets us into the best play available to us. So there's a lot of things that play into that. But, you know, it's mostly just, you know, him getting, deciphering what the defense wants to do and then, you know, us going forward and going forward with the best play that we have.
You played the two undefeated teams in the last few weeks in the league, in the Colts and the Saints. Who do you think's better?
Honestly, I think they're both pretty much on this. I think the Colts have a better defense, believe it or not. I mean, I know the Saints played really well, real good defense last night, but I think the Colts have a better defense. They present more problems with their edge rushers, with Freeney and Mathis. And I would say the offense is probably, you know, neck and neck. I mean, I know the Saints have more. I would say the Saints have more playmakers, but just for whatever reason, that Colts offense is pretty tough to stop too. You know, so I would probably give the nod to the Colts, to be honest with you, even though the scores did wouldn't indicate that. But you know, I just think the Colts, just some of the problems they present on the defensive end, on the defensive side of the ball, I don't think the Saints have those same, you know, the same problems presented to an offensive team.
I asked this question of Sammy Morris earlier. I'm going to ask you. You were on the field. You were competing in the game. Did the Saints want this game more than you did? Were they more intense than you guys were?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, they played better than us, no doubt about that. But, you know, we had good focus coming into the game. And, you know, we were most certainly ready to play and prepared to play. We just didn't execute and do the things that we, you know, that we needed to do to win the game. But I wouldn't say they wanted it more because, I mean, we came out and, you know, we were ready to play. It's just, you know, they made more plays than us. And that happens sometimes in the league. I mean, that's, you know, each week is different, and that's just kind of how it goes sometimes.
Chris, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.